Excuse me, is this thing on? Alright, we're probably gonna cut that out. Welcome, everybody, to Solo Round 2. Not just a Patreon, but also a public experience. Live from the gutter. Per request of a patron. And just because it's fun as hell. I mean, I realistically don't have to do this. But I'm a man of my goddamn word. So here I am. Sting Zone. Ready to go. I have a Black and Mild in hand. Bit of a studio change. You might notice audio sounding a little different this evening. Or today. Whenever you're listening to this, you might notice audio differences, quality differences. And I'm going to tell you right now, when you're doing something artistic, it's all about it's like everything compounds off of itself. It's the energy, you know, the vibe is right. Basically, what I had to do a location change. This happens a lot on movies, things like that. I'm doing this for the sake of the vibe. For the sake of the vibe for you guys. I'm out. I had to come out to the car to do this one. Basically, because when you're sitting somewhere and everything's like a little too official, you have the computer, you have the microphone, you can do all this crazy shit in Ableton. That's not fun. There's nothing fun about that. What is fun is being in your car and getting to get loud, get fucking, I don't know, you know, you get loud, maybe you get quiet, maybe you're in a vehicle that you let just run for an hour, maybe you treat your vehicle real well and you just let it sit and run for an hour. And that's what I'm doing. I had to do this to get the vibe right, okay? So, yeah, and I can smoke while I'm doing it. That's like another... It's probably really the only reason. Just to smoke while I'm doing the podcast. So yeah, we're just gonna get into it. We're just gonna podcast. I mean, I don't know, man. I guess I got some shit I could throw at you, okay? I'm gonna need you to cut me a beat, but basically what you're gonna do is you're gonna do kinda like a Yo, I remember, back in the day, I had this friend, his name was DJ. He was part of a special crew, me and all my friends, just me and you and all my other friends. We were all in the crew and we had this friend and his name was DJ. And he was a cool guy, he was all work and no play, and he didn't like when we called him dinosaur names. I remember calling DJ dinosaur names, and the rest of the members of the crew, except for DJ, would also call him dinosaur names, and he'd get pissed, he'd start throwing around lots of shit. He mess up the apartment like every day. We always looked at him and said, yo, DJ, you cannot do that to this apartment because we want to get a security deposit. And he would say, I don't fucking care about that. You're calling me dinosaur names and I cannot have that. I am sick of being disrespected with the names of beasts that went extinct a million years ago. DJ used to take a lot of time to think about what he was going to say. And damn, this shit was really crazy. And I thought, yo, DJ, you're wild, but I'm gonna keep calling you these dinosaur names, man. And we would call him Archaeopteryx and Pteranodon and Pachycephalosaurus, and he wouldn't like that. So DJ looked at us, he said, I'm gonna bite back. He started calling us the same dinosaur names, but DJ forgot one important thing. We are the dinosaur crew. That's how we address ourselves. And if DJ got upset, then he's just stressing himself. Motherfucker, you gotta chill out. Because this is part of the crew and there's no way out. The only way out of this crew is in a body bag. And DJ, can you just let us call you the dinosaur name? And he said, no way. He said, I will not Then he sat on the couch and he started smoking lots of pot. Cause DJ, one thing you might not know about him is that he's a crazy pothead and he'll smoke it on a whim. He'll smoke it whenever and he'll smoke it when he wants. And he literally will never stop smoking pot, even if he wanted to. We call him a dinosaur name cause that's funny, dude. We all laugh about it. But it's not to make fun because I've been called dinosaur names like more times than one. Like maybe 1 million times I've been called dinosaur names. That's how my friends address me and I'm not ashamed. But DJ, he got so fucking mad. He brought a gun over one time and pointed it right at my head. He said, call me a dinosaur. One more time I said, DJ, hold on. It's not that serious. It's fine. And DJ said, nah, I'm gonna shoot you. And I do not care if you are my friend. And I said, DJ, I'm your friend till the end, bro. And if you don't want me to call you a dinosaur name, then that's a ridiculous request. I could not stop calling you a dinosaur name if you had on a bomb vest. And then DJ did it. Yeah, he did it. He pulled the trigger, but the gun misfired. And then I fucking got sick with it. I punched DJ in the back of the head. He fell to the ground crying. That was his weak point. That was his weak spot. Was in the back of the head. You punch DJ anywhere else, he's a big dude. He's gonna take the punch. But if you punch him in the back of the head, he goes down like a box of rocks. And DJ is on the ground crying and moaning. And I'm standing on top of him and I'm fucking groaning because I almost got shot in my own fucking house. I am so pissed. I wish there was a way out of this ridiculous situation. There you go. There you go. So yeah, that's something I've been kind of workshopping lately. So I don't know. You want to remix that? You want to put a beat on that? I say go for it. I think it's time to spark up after that. That's like my Slick Rick children's story. That's the equivalent right there. I think that's kind of where we tried to go with it. I'm really inspired by a lot of different cats. I'm inspired by Weird Al, The Lonely Island, and specifically Trapped in the Closet, R. Kelly. Kind of where I sit. You might hear the heat fluctuate during this. That's totally normal. My fan motor in my car is probably fucked. So it might get a little louder, it might get a little quieter, but take this time right now. This is going to be smoke break time. You can smoke whatever you want. Even if you want to smoke weed, that's cool, even though that's not really cool with me. If you smoke weed, I honestly wish you would get hit by a bus. Because smoking weed is for suckers. I'm pretty sure, you know, I'm smoking on a Black and Mild right now. Inhalant of choice. And getting a lot of rich flavors, a lot of earthy flavors from this right now, which is great. Love it. Yeah, it's fantastic. What's been going on, you know? Tell me about your life. I'm here to listen. I'll be your therapist. I'll be a set of ears for you. You want to talk about some problems? I'll give you like 30 seconds here. Get something off your chest. Tell me something real personal about yourself. Whoa, no way. That's so cool. Me too. Me too. That's something right there, huh? The Me Too movement. Me too. It's like the movement that everybody wants to be included in. Me too, me too, me too, right? Is that what that is? Maybe that's what Me Too should be. Just be like a movement for inclusion, you know? Can you imagine wanting to start like a movement for inclusion and like the best name got stolen? like damn. That's like a perfect little catchphrase for like maybe for elementary or middle schools for inclusion. The Me Too movement. You know, you get the Down syndrome kid in the spelling bee. That's Me Too movement. Maybe you want a 12-year-old girl as your middle school quarterback. The Me Too movement. maybe you want stuff like that. And now you can't. It would not be appropriate to bring that sort of movement up in a setting with, you know, primarily children around. But damn, yeah, they took the best name from you. I don't even know what you'd call a movement like that. You wanted to start some sort of inclusive movement in the schools. What are some other replacements you could have in the school? You know, you got, clearly, yeah, I mean, you'd want like the idiot kids in the spelling bee. You'd want like, you know, the girls and boys sports integrated. Maybe the teachers start going to the class and the kid is the teacher. Because, you know, kids teach us a lot. Kids teach me a lot about the world. What a ridiculous notion. Kids, oh man, kids will open your eyes. You know they're fucking dumb, right? Like, a kid doesn't know anything. They're having a pretty basic observation of the world and saying the first fucking thing that pops into their head. And adults with nothing better going on are like, wow. Wow, my kid is so smart. My kid taught me. Oh my God, my kid said this thing in such a way that it really opened my eyes. You're just as dumb as they are. You have the mind of a fucking 3-year-old. Grow up. Figure it out. Figure it out is basically my new F word. I've been saying that a lot lately, you know? I don't know, there's something about saying it in a harsh manner that really just cuts deep. Like, if you're... Next time you're at work, try this shit out. Try this out. So you're at work, right? And you're working with some bitch. Because we all work with some bitch. Let's be honest. And you basically... They're doing something wrong. They're not doing it the way you like it. You're just a base level employee. You have no pull at the company, but it upsets you. You're mad about it. Oh, what are you going to do? Oh, what are you going to do about it? Oh. Maybe you get up in their face, get up in that bitch's face, and you just go, hey, figure it out. Damn, that cuts deep, man. You might make someone kill themselves. You say that enough times. You do a week straight of that sort of emotional torment on somebody, and some sort of wage slave. Game over. They're out. We're going to do another quick little smoke break here. Intermission. There's going to be intermittent smoke breaks on these solo episodes. So get whatever you're smoking. You smoking some weed, man. You smoking some tobacco, man. You're smoking some crazy shit that I don't want you to smoke. Maybe you're smoking some crack. Oh, I don't know. Light it up. It's time. Can you hear the little lighter clicks? Oh yeah. Oh yeah, you can hear that. That's a nice little treat for you guys. You probably get to hear that up close and personal. I know you get to hear that up close and personal. Up close and personal. I don't know how loud this is. It's probably pretty loud. Up close and personal. Yeah. So, on the first solo episode, we hit a couple of bumps, you know. I didn't really know what the format was going to be. I don't know. I just was like looking at shit on Twitter and getting upset about it. But I think this is what the people want, you know? Totally unhinged. Yo, I'm unfiltered here, okay? You know how fucking insane you have to be like, yeah, this is important. This is what I got to do. Talk to myself in the car. We all do it. We all have those little conversations. We all have those little silly convos that you wouldn't tell anybody about in the car. You know, that's like a dashboard confessional is what I like to call it. I like to call it a dashboard confessional. Get some shit off your chest in the car. You know. Confess all your sins. Little dashboard confessional. Little dashboard priest. Little Judas Priest at the dashboard confessional. Fucking around. Getting it off your chest. We've all done that. We've all been there. Tell me something you had to get off your chest in the car. Tell me something you had to do a little dashboard confessional. Tell me something. I'm listening right now. I'm all ears. I'll give you 15 seconds. Oh, wow, me too. Me too. That's great. I hope you guys are smoking something good. My Black and Mild's hitting right now. I had like a 3/4 pre-smoked, pre-rolled and pre-smoked. This is great. I don't know, man. I just think, I don't know, I'm about to have an intellectual moment. I'm about to have a fucking real intimate intellectual moment with all of you. I hope this is loud enough. I can see the waveform on my phone as I'm doing this. And it doesn't seem like it's loud enough, but we're working on it. A lot of people I see are still bitching and moaning about this stimulus, right? I see a lot of people whining about it. Maybe just get another job. Just get a second job. Get 2 or 3 jobs, dude. Stack your fucking money up. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with putting a little pride down, getting a second job. That's fine to do. That'll make you feel real good. That won't wear you into the ground. I don't know why you're sitting there whining. You can get off your ass. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm doing my second job for you guys. This is like a job to me. You know, I wake up every day at fucking 6 a.m. thinking of stuff to talk about on the podcast, and I do that every single day. That's just the kind of guy I am. That's just the kind of feller I am. I'm a good feller. I'm a good feller. Yeah. Oh, man. I had a funny thought today, and I'm trying to think of it. You got to be patient with an old dog like me. I'm trying to think of whatever funny thought I had. A lot of them don't translate well into audio form. It's all very visual. I have a very visual mind. Like, I see things as if you're, like, watching a movie. I don't have, like, thoughts about, like, wordplay a whole lot. Usually jot things down that I enjoy. But yeah. It's tough, man. It's tough when, you know, you ain't got a buddy. You know, you just got to do this solo. I don't got my boys here to, like, fill in the space. I got to do it myself. What do we want to talk about? I don't know, man. kind of like talking about the kids thing, dude. Like, I got friends that have kids, and it's crazy to me. It's fucking nuts. Think about, like, having a kid. What is that? What does that do? That it's gotta like run you into the fucking ground, man. I don't know. You have a kid, you basically just like sign your life away in the name of this like little thing that's gonna hate you at some point, and you gotta hope that that fades away. I think for most kids it does, you know, like, they get out of, like, the hormonal stage, and they, you know, they come to their senses, and they become, like, a fucking adult. But could you imagine, like, having a kid that just, like, detests you? You gotta worry about, like, the kid fucking coming back from college and murdering you, because they hate you, but they need a place to stay when they can't live in the dorm. Start locking the door. Can fucking hear him making like a blood sacrifice in their room, like some sort of Satanist kid. Where do you gotta fuck up in life to have a Satanist kid? Like, that's obsessed with like the devil. I wonder what kind of fucking slack-jawed parent you gotta be to make that kind of big mistake. We should have some sort of scientific research done. I feel like you just gotta, like, you gotta be so, you gotta be, like, often, going on with the heat here, you gotta be often, like, fucking La La Land as a parent to have your kid just, like, look to the devil and devil imagery to feel accepted in life. Might be kind of cool, though. You know, showing up to see, like, your family, showing up to see your parents, and you bring your little fucking devil-worshipping kid around. I've met some weird kids, you know, like, when you got, like, family members that, you know, like, maybe date around and, like, you know, aren't in, like, a long-lasting marriage, and they, you know, they're seeing someone that has kids. I remember there was this kid... I had a relative who was dating someone who had this kid. He was probably like 12 or 13. He was coming into being a teenager, and I was very early into adulthood, maybe like 19, 20, 21. And this kid was just like fucking nuts, dude. I don't think he was like into like Satan shit, but I don't know if it's like that far fetched to say that that's something he could have gotten into. He was goofy, dude. I remember we were having some sort of party at my parents' house. I was definitely an adult because I had come home for that. And so I'm getting a call. I'm not gonna take it. I'm here for you guys. But anyways, this kid, his thing was that he liked to snoop. He would just like I don't know, he'd like go through shit in your fucking house. And I remember there were some family friends over, and they were like some younger kids too, closer to like my age. And they told me like, yeah, like he's snooping around in your room, like opening drawers and looking through shit, whatever. And it's like, what the fuck, dude? What kind of parent do you have to be? Your kid is like snooping around, looking through shit. I remember, like, going and, like, locking the door to my room after that. It's, like, I had, like, money in there and shit. Maybe I had just graduated. Maybe I had, like, all my grad money in there or something. I had, like, a large sum of cash. I had to, like, lock the room. And I was always really wary of the kid. I was always nice to him, but you can't trust somebody like that. That person will, like, take your fucking shit and then will never own up to it. Doesn't matter if you, like, have their fucking back against the wall. They will never, never, ever admit to it. That's the kind of kid that you look at and you're like, oh yeah, I see. I know where you're going. You know, you've kind of built their path for them. Not to say that they're locked into that. Nobody's locked into that. But damn, dude, snooping at 12, 13 years old, just looking through someone's room. Yo, if you've done that, you can go fuck yourself. Because here's the thing. I think that's a normal thought to have. Like, oh, I wonder, like, what is in this house? Maybe especially if you, like, grow up, you know, and you don't have a lot of shit. I remember, like, going to nicer houses as a kid and being like, wow, I wonder, like, what kind of stuff they have. You want to look through, but you know, like, oh, I can't do that. That's not right. Because you have fucking decency. Your parents, like, teach you some fucking decency. And, yeah, this kid was so far gone. So I whooped his ass. You know, I found him after I got the news that he was snooping. And I just clocked him real good in front of his mom. And, you know, she got all upset. And, you know, I clocked her too. And it basically turned into sort of a Looney Tunes situation. We all got caught in a cloud of dust. And our arms and legs were flying out of the corners of it in a whirlwind. And I beat the shit out of this kid and his mom. They were dating a relative and never saw them ever again. But, you know, that happens. You know, every family has its hiccups, you know. Which is, you know, good and fine and dandy. Yeah, I don't know. If you have kids, if you have kids right now and you're listening to this, you're probably not. If you have kids, you have better shit to do than to listen to this. But if you plan on having kids someday, don't fuck up. Please, for the love of God, don't fuck it up. Try your absolute hardest to not fuck it up. Too many kids, I think, are fucked up right now. I think you got, like, you want to be a parent. You want to fucking, oh, yeah, I think it'd be cool to be a dad. Oh, I think it'd be cool to be a mom. I would love that someday. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool, man. That's cool you saw a fucking Instagram of a cute baby video and you were like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, I want that. You got that little dopamine rush for fucking 30 seconds. You're like, I want that. I'm going to come inside a woman. I'm going to make it happen. And then it doesn't work out after fucking 6 months. She hasn't even given birth yet, and you're preemptively paying child support. You have fucking $50 a week to live on, and you're basically withering away. And this bitch is taking everything from you. Because, oh, man, I think I'd be a great dad. And because you're living off $50 a day, you can't even drive to see the fucking thing. And, yeah, you're screwed. You're being a real good dad. You're being a great dad, dude. Oh, man. Yo, my son, he's awesome. When I show up, he loves to see me. I'm sure he does. Or she. Or they. I'm sure they love you. You're a great dad. You see, the mom doesn't have that sort of luxury. The mom has to stick around whether she likes it or not. Which is why child support was invented. It was invented because the woman can't escape the little bastard, you know, even if she wanted to. So you have to give her some money and make sure she's fattened up and taken care of. Making sure she can go get, you know, her quarter pounder meal every day after work because she loves that. And she's so stressed. She really is. She's stressed, single mom. And you're stressed, too. I don't even know if you could be called a single father. Because you fucked yourself so hard the fucking ass. I don't even feel right calling you a dad. I think you could just be called single. I think I'm just going to call you Sing. You don't even get the luxury of the full word. But yeah, you're making sure she's staying fed. You're making sure she's got that nice fucking squishy fruit figure. Just on the top half, she's got skinny legs. Wears some Lululemon leggings. She looks good. You think about, like, man, where did I go wrong? Where did I go wrong with this fucking potato on top of a set of legs? How could I have fucked this up? My son loves me. Yeah. Yeah, you're a great dad. You're the best dad in the whole world. God damn it. The world needs to know. Make sure you update that profile picture, that one time you saw your son last year. Make sure you put that on there and make that your profile pic for 5 years. Then your son can grow up to be fucking fat and retarded just like his mom. And you, probably. You're both of the same feather, which is great. So yeah, gear up for the next stage in your life, which is parenting, and that's probably the outcome for damn near everyone in the next 10 years that wants to have a fucking kid. So that's great, right? That's gonna be a fucking primo generation. Those kids, Jesus Christ. I thought we were bad, and we are bad. But God damn, we're so bad. I don't know if we're fucking fit to have parents. People throw a fit about, oh man, what if the vaccine makes you sterile? Maybe they're looking out for us. Maybe they're making sure that we're not making a mistake. You know, it's like how you might be like a CEO, and maybe they know you might start laundering money or something like that. You know, so they freeze your account. You're like, you know, you're a risk to the company. And so your account gets frozen. You can't withdraw anything like that, you know? You're the CEO. You're all pissed off. They were just looking out for you, you know? They were like, damn, this person's a risk. Maybe they're just looking at our entire generation that way. And it's like, damn, these people are not capable of having kids. We gotta do something about it. I think that makes the most sense to me, honestly. Yeah, that's great. That's fucking fantastic. Lovely. Lovely. Oh. What are we at? Are we done yet? Oh, are we done yet? Can we be done? Bye. Bye-bye. No, I ain't going anywhere. We got like 30 minutes yet. We're just getting into it. This is definitely different from you know, base who up pod material, but that's fine. This is like an echo chamber. This is no different from what I would say out loud to myself in my car on a drive home from work or a drive back to the parents' house. So you're getting a little exclusive, you know. Maybe you were like in spectator mode, Halo Reach spectator mode, and you're in my car with me. I don't know you're there. Like invisible spectator, no like little like weird flying camera thing, but you're in my car watching me. This would be the kind of shit that's going on. Maybe a little more unhinged. But yeah, this is what you get. And I know you love it. I know you love it so much. I really do. This is another smoke break. Make sure you smoke up. I'm about done with this. This black and mild. Nothing like it. Feels fantastic. Lovely. I might do another rap for you guys if you're nice. Only if you're nice to me, though. You know what has bothered me a lot lately? I'm gonna get into this. This is something that I saw recently. There are these ads. Well, okay. No, let's get into this. Let's get into this instead. Maybe we can round back to that, but this is more important. The super follow thing, super followers on Twitter. That's something that has been fucking stewing in me. So, yeah, I guess for people that maybe don't know about this, Twitter announced super follow. You can super follow your favorite tweeters, and you know, they can monetize their content. You can get exclusive tweets. Oh my God, exclusive. No way, dude, exclusive tweets, wow. As if my favorite account doesn't post 100 times a day. Oh, I want to see 110 tweets a day, dude, wow. Because I totally see all of them and like all of them. Wow, my favorite creator, $5 a month, dude. I just want you to know that your favorite tweeter, if you give them $5 and they take it, both of you are enemies of the state. There's nothing noble about that. There's nothing to be proud of. And, you know, I know a lot of shit nowadays. There's, like, little additional subscription things you can do. Like, oh, maybe your favorite creator has a Patreon, like the podcast does. What do you get from that? Well, you get something that we like to think is of value, you know? You get these extra episodes, maybe a little extra content. You get Discord access. Sometimes we hang out in there. You get all these little perks. Patreon makes sense. A Gumroad makes sense. Maybe you got a Twitch stream. You give them money a month. You're supporting someone coming up on the Twitch stream you think is talented. You get Discord access. You get these little, like, things tossed at you, little extra things depending on what the content is. I don't know. Whatever you're into. That sort of shit makes sense to me. And I think that makes sense to most people. It's like, oh, yeah, you like something a lot. Let me just try it out for a month, and if I like it, well, fuck, I'll stay subscribed. I have my own subscriptions to things that I care about. But things that I think are of value. You know, you want to, like, do some shit that's, like, under $10, relatively cheap, you're not going to notice the money, that's fine. A super follow? Dude, how fucking self-righteous are some of these people going to get when they start getting $100 a month from tweeting? From tweeting! Dude, tweeting is literally like facing a wall and fucking talking to it and hoping someone hears you. There is nothing special about tweeting. At all. That's literally what it is. When you're tweeting, you might as well be fucking face to face with a wall, kissing it. Hoping someone sees you and laughs. Ha ha. That's funny. Oh, you're funny, man. I either want to show this to other people or I just want to like it. Ha ha. Ha 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 ha, you said something funny at the wall, man. That's great. I heard it. God. Yeah, oh, dude. Hey, Twitter. It's me, Cave. I just want you to know that, you know, with the new super follow thing, I'm going to be really stepping up my content. I'm going to go from, you know, 2 tweets a week to 20 tweets a week. I'm going to be really stepping it up with the jokes and talking about my life and sad tweeting. You know, it's all going to be behind the paywall. So if you want to, you know, really know what's going on with me, just a regular fucking guy. Maybe you know, it's $5 a month for exclusive content and announcements. Really great. I would really appreciate it. Twitter is literally turning you into like a fucking digital beggar. Like, those people exist right now, and it's fucking sick. It's sickening. People that, like, and I'm guilty of this. I'm not perfect, you know. Sometimes, you know, when I was active on my other account, you get over 1,000 followers, you think, oh, hey, I'm kind of scrapped on money. Maybe I want a Black and Mild. Hey, could you give me $2 so I could smoke a Black and Mild? I need it. I really need it. I've been there. I've been that person. Fuck, I've probably been that person on my new account at least once. It's because financially, you know, I'm not doing so hot. I'm not a perfect person, but I'm gonna go off about it. These people, these like digital beggar people, they fucking get on and it's like, oh, hey, here's my Cash App and my Venmo. Anything would help. Oh, thanks so much. And I really hope all they get is retweets. I hope they don't get anything, man. Fuck you, dude. Like, I got to walk around in the city and deal with fucking homeless people coming up to me, you know, asking me what I got going on in my pocket. I don't need that shit online. It's fucking ridiculous. Like, and Twitter's just like working overtime to just turn you into some fucking peasant. It's like, oh, dude, for my extra tweets, $5 a month, that's worth it. right? That's worth it. To retweet a tweet that only the super followers can see? Oh, fuck yourself, dude. Fuck yourself. Literally, fuck yourself. We're gonna roll the window up for this one. Literally, fuck yourself! You are the worst kind of person. I can't wait. I can't wait to see who embraces that. I really can't. And I got no hatred in my heart for my co-hosts that wanna chase a bag and get a little bit of money. I know they know how ridiculous it is. You wanna give them some money? Help a brother out, man. But goddamn, dude, I will not take any money from anybody that tries to super follow me. Not that anybody would, but no. I hope there's a way you can like deny it. They're just like not set up the payment so that you can't receive it. If you would take $5 for your tweets, man. Insane. Even a dollar. You take a dollar for some extra tweets, dude. Just get a second job. I said this earlier. Get a second job, dude. I got a second job. It's great. I'm doing great. Look at me. Hear me. I'm fantastic, man. That's what you should do. Provide a fucking service to somebody. Super follow. Super fucking suck me off. But yeah, thanks, Jack. I'm hoping that I can get, you know, an extra $20 a month from tweeting. As if people weren't tweeting enough garbage bullshit oversaturating just every fucking facet of your life. Now you can pay to see more of it. They just want you to like be brainless. They just want you to be some sort of fucking dumb, retarded asshole. Just put the phone down. Literally put the phone down. Just like pay attention to a couple of things and put the phone down. It's not worth it in the long run. Just put it down. It's not gonna make you happier. It's not gonna make you feel good in the long run. It's gonna fuck you up. I think I was thinking about this recently, and I'll let y'all into my brain for a second. You can pick this thought apart. But like, you think about diseases, right? Like cancers, you know, chronic illnesses, whatever. Everybody has a breaking point. That breaking point might be different. You get some people that smoke a cigarette, one cigarette, and get a fucking cancer. Ooh, you're so tough. Hey, tough guy. Ooh, you're so tough guy. You smoked a cigarette and got cancer. Wow, you're so tough. But then you got people that'll smoke for fucking 50 years and, you know, then will have their heart attack. And some people just will fucking smoke forever. They'll smoke forever in the fucking cloud. But I think in the same way that, like, diseases, physical diseases affect everyone differently, I think mentally. I think we're due for a fucking mental collapse, a collective mental collapse, dude. Because, like, some people hit it early. I feel like I hit my breaking point pretty early. I hit it in my mid-20s. I'd say, like, 24. It really kind of kicked in. And I just kind of hit my breaking point with being online. Some people can do it. And, I mean, I got, like, friends, people that you guys know that fucking can just be online and tweet. And that's, like, fine and dandy. But, yeah, man, I do worry sometimes about, like, 20 years from now, just so many people having a fucking meltdown. Because this is only going to get worse. I mean, pay attention to, like, advertisements. Pay attention to just, like, the ways these companies are, like, marketing to you. Just stay up on all that, because you start paying attention to it, you realize just how bad it really is getting. Like, you can't do anything without fucking ads in your face. Any at all, anymore, ever. You scroll your timeline, every fucking 3 tweets, here's an ad. Hey, here's an ad. Hey, you should buy this. Hey, you should check this out. Hey, look at this. Bah, 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 bah. It's literally, it's fucking sickening. And I really do think that in the future, a lot of people, you know, it'll be like getting heart disease in like your 50s or 60s. there's going to be like a couple decades that are really bad for like the late millennials, early Gen Zers. It's going to be a fucking nightmare, dude. And honestly, I don't think it gets better. I really don't. I think it continues to get worse. So my advice, put it down. Put it down while you still can. This shit will fucking rot your brain out of your head. It'll fucking... Use the internet as a tool. Don't use it as, like... You can use it... Well, you can use it for entertainment. It's not to say, like, oh, like, yeah. I mean, that's, like, part of the reason the internet is there. But, like... I want to say that, like, oh, some of you wouldn't watch TV for 10 hours a day. But a lot of you probably would. So, there you go. But maybe some of you wouldn't. And, I mean, if you're smart, you would just get off the phone. You would not be checking this shit all the time and fucking keeping your brain occupied. Like, when I started to kind of get off of shit, you get so sucked into it, you get off of it, you almost get overwhelmed with just, like, being with your thoughts. You almost, like, forget how to think in a way. Like, it's like, oh, shit. I don't have anything, like, fucking flashing in my head. Like, I don't have anything just, like, being zapped into my head from my fucking phone, into my headphones or whatever. There's a little rabbit. We shoot it and eat it. Should I just eat it raw? Eat a raw rabbit? What happened to Roger Rabbit? Ate him. But yeah, you know, just, fucking... I don't know, dude. Just get off the phone. Honestly. I mean, with the thoughts, right? You gotta be cool with just being in that silence. Thinking about things. Thinking about your fucking life. Like, you don't think about your life when you're just watching videos all the time. And tweeting and looking at tweets all the time. You don't think about yourself. You don't think about what you're doing. Whatever. Fucking... mindless, and we all know that, but goddamn, dude, it'd be better to do it now than when you're in your late 30s or early 40s and you're trying to be a fucking a dad that isn't present, paying child support to your fucking potato shaped wife, ex-wife, that's raising your fat fucking kid. And you want to have your breakdown then, because you might actually kill yourself, and we don't want that. We want to keep you around, big guy. So, just food for thought. Chew on that. Chew on that one for a little while, sucker. We've just hit the another smoke break. If you got something in your hand, if you're inside, you want to pop outside, have a cigarette. You want to smoke some more weed, you want to do whatever you want, that's cool, do it. And if you got a drink, now you can drink. Have a little sip of some alcohol. This is coming out Saturday. Maybe, well, no, not tonight. I think it's coming out Saturday on the Patreon. Then it's going to be public before the end of the month, so probably go public this weekend, Saturday or Sunday. But yeah, smoke break. Yeah. If you make it this far, which I doubt you will, but if you make it this far to 49 minutes into the episode, and if you're enjoying what you hear, shoot me a message at KPVQN on Twitter. Just let me know what you think of it. If it's something that you want to hear more of, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I not to say that I don't like doing them. I enjoy doing this, but I don't know if you guys enjoy it or not. So yeah. Shout out to Wolf for the request. Just let me know if it's something you want to do more of, because it's not something that I would only do at the request of people. If people, like, enjoy it, can do it, you know, on a somewhat regular basis or just whenever I feel like it. Could just be some extra shit. But enough about that. We got about 10 minutes.
10 minutos. 10 minutos. Así que le pegue en este tropo y que le pegue en este pi.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not trying to, like, fucking preach or anything like that. This is just what I think about. This is my mind by myself. This is not, like, crazy riff. I don't know. I've been fucking busy and stressed out, so this is where my mind is at. This is what you're getting, whether you like it or not. Me talking about how I feel about different things going on. I'm breaking the fourth wall. You shouldn't be getting to know me this well. Because everything I have ever said on the podcast or in this episode has been totally serious. And it should be taken at face value. You know, you should ignore any context surrounding it. Just take everything that, you know, someone that would consider themselves some form of a comedian puts out, take it all at face value. That's the point of humor, is to just hear a little bite, a little sound bite, be like, wow, oh, whoa, wee, you said that, wow, oh, wee, whoa, you said that, oh my god, wow, I gotta tell people about this is crazy, I can't believe you said that. That's the beauty of comedy, is that you can take it at face value. If you're a fucking piece of shit asshole. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back. Yeah, man. Oh, fuck. God, I can't wait for all of you to be parents. It's gonna be great. I can't wait to be a parent too. I'm gonna have so much fun as a parent, man. I've always had this dream. It's been like a dream of mine to never teach my kid how to walk. Since I was like in middle school, I always thought that thought always intrigued me, that you could just never teach your child to walk on two feet. It would be a complicated process. We'll get into it. This would probably be like the last 8 minutes is me detailing how you would go about teaching your child, or not teaching your child to walk, teaching your child how not to walk. No, you would never teach them to walk. So basically, and to the child's detriment, they're not going to be able to see the light of day, really. You can keep them in a house, but they cannot see you or your spouse walk around on two legs ever. So my thought in middle school was to keep them in a sort of like closed in room, you know, four like solid metal walls. Probably no windows, just because on the off chance maybe you live in the suburbs, people might be walking around, you don't want them picking up on that. And people aren't that stupid, you know, they'll see that and be like, oh shit, if they can do it, I can too. But yeah, so you just kind of keep them in the crawling stage. Cause I think the only reason kids want to walk is because they see everyone else doing it, and so it's like, oh, I'm gonna try to stand up too. I don't know if it's like, if it's something where if you never saw it, if you would ever think to do it. Because crawling is just kind of how you would move around. So my thought was, okay, I'll have a kid. I'll have a kid at 17 years old, and I'll, you know, keep them in this sort of, like, you know, small little, I don't know, 6 by 10 room, 6 by 10 windowless room. They can just kind of crawl around, you know, when I bring them food or toys or something. You know, as they're growing up, I would crawl in there, you know, they would never see me walk, so they would just, you know, they would never know. And I think you could really turn them into like a 20-year-old adult that just crawls around everywhere. And I wonder what that does to, like, the skeleton and stuff, you know, as, like, it's growing and developing. Would it be, like, kind of like gimp legs from the knee down, potentially? Because those aren't really being used. You'd be on your knees. Be a lot of pressure on the knees. But, you know, if you did, like, generational breeding, you had, like, a second family with kids that also were never taught to walk, and they bred. you could probably create, like, a different subset of people that just, like, are adapted to crawling. And maybe they could do it really fast. Maybe they could crawl at, like, 15 miles an hour. That would really be something. It'd be something to see. But, yeah, that was my, like, initial thought when I was, you know, 12 years old, 13 years old. I had that cross my mind and thought that was, like, really cool and intriguing and something that I really would want to do. It's on my goal list. So when I have a kid at 44 years old, we get that ball rolling. And I also paired that with this idea of never teaching them to speak either. Just kind of creating like a feral human that crawls around and doesn't, you know, isn't capable of speaking either. That was just really funny to me. Just really, you know, fucking with someone in such a way that, like, they're just beyond repair. And, I mean, that, like, legitimately is funny, you know? I mean, if we're being totally honest, someone, like, chilling in that car, I think someone's just hanging out in that car. Which is interesting because it's not on. I feel like that's a phone. That has to be, like, a phone or something. Whatever. But yeah, you know, it's just like a fun little idea. And, you know, feel free. This is not like something that I'm gonna, you know, keep to myself. You wanna try this out and, you know, let me know how it goes. Maybe you have a kid that's about to be born, you've been intrigued by what I've said, and you think maybe you're capable of accomplishing it. I say go for it, honestly. I think it'd be a good idea. Nothing wrong with that. And so, yeah, we're getting pretty close to the wrap up here. I don't know if we're gonna hit an hour. I'm not gonna keep you busy for three more minutes. I'll probably just cut it here. But thanks for listening. And I hope you had some sort of valuable takeaway. You know, specifically from the rap. I want to inspire others with my music. I really want to change the world and be a good artist. You know, that's my goal, is to just change the world, man. I just want to change the world. You know, one song at a time, one lyric at a time. I really feel like I could do something. I could change the world. And you can do that if you're an artist. You really can change. You can change the world. You can change the course of humanity. With one well-done song. You literally can. And, God, that's another thing that gets to me. Maybe we will go to the hour. You can change the world, man. You can do whatever you want. It's not like this country's fucking you in the ass or anything right now. You can do anything you want. It just takes one song to change the world, man. It just takes one little artsy thing that you do. That's all it takes. Oh, there we go. The heat's kicking. It takes one little artsy fartsy thing that you do to change the world, man. And yeah, you can do it. Just believe in yourself. It's the only way to make it happen is you just gotta believe. It's not about who you know. It's about just doing it. Yeah. Well. I'm going to get out of your hair. Thanks for listening. Thank you for your continued support of the Who Up podcast. Shout out Wolf for requesting this. And like I said, just message me at KPVQN. If you listen to this all the way through, you got any questions, comments, or concerns, maybe you're concerned with what I have to say. Maybe you Maybe you hate it. You probably don't like it. Just, you know, let me know. Just please, please let me know so I can take it to heart and let it ruin my day in the real world. Thank you so much. Make sure you take another smoke break. We're going to take one more smoke break here. Make sure you hit that shit, whatever you got. Signing off now.